So Oscar buzz, wide release, Social Network hits theaters this weekend. It's a biopic of 26-year-old Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. And if the critics are raving, is it the case that Mark Zuckerberg can do no wrong? This billionaire icon now subject of a new movie? What were you doing at age 26? And what if we made a movie about it? We've been asking all you folks.
This is A from New Jersey. I was a 1950s girl, still a virgin, waiting for the man of my dreams. I soon met him at a square dance, and when he put his hand so gently at my back, swung me around, and looked into my eyeglassed eyes with his eyeglassed eyes, I knew he was the one. In a few months, I told him I wanted to wait until we were married, and he said, "That's okay with me." Needless to say, I couldn't wait. And later that year, we were married.
Well, thanks so much. That's two scenes. I don't know if that constitutes a whole movie there, but keep them coming. Give us your elevator pitch at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But what about the real film on Mark Zuckerberg's life? Rafer Guzman, Takeaway contributor and film critic for Newsday, is here with us. Good morning, Rafer.
Good morning, John.
And also joining us here in the studio is Jose Antonio Vargas. He wrote a profile of Zuckerberg for The New Yorker, has interviewed him several times for that story. Jose, good morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So both of you, I'll play a clip in a second, but both of you, you know, as a premise for a movie, this one seems a little strange, unusual, possibly a very high bar to hit here. Rafer, your first impressions?
Of the film? I thought it was fantastic.
I think
the Oscar buzz is justified. I think it's great.
Jose?
I actually just saw it a few hours ago for the first time. I still don't quite know what to make of it. I'm still trying to figure out why everybody's buzzing about it, to be perfectly honest with you.
Jose, what? You don't know what to make of it? With scenes like this?
Give each girl a base rating of 1,400. At any given time, girl A has a rating RA and girl B has a rating RB.
When any two girls are matched up, there's an expectation of which will win based on their current rating, right?
Yeah.
And those expectations are expressed this way.
Let's write it.
An exciting scene of writing code at Harvard. Now, why does that constitute a fantastic movie, Rafer?
I mean, probably what Jose is reacting to, he's probably closer to this material than most of us are, you know, and so maybe he's seeing the things in this movie that don't ring true, whereas I think to the rest of us, it's just a really juicy story about a guy on the rise and, you know, all the sort of trampling and betrayals and backstabbing and all that stuff that happens, you know, when guys sort of head for the billionaire stars that way. I think it's just a really fun movie. I think Aaron Sorkin's script is fantastic, and I think Jesse Eisenberg is incredible as Zuckerberg. I think it's the role of a lifetime for him.
All right, that's a huge two thumbs up there from Rafer Guzman, Takeaway contributor and film critic for Newsday. Jose Antonio Vargas, you profiled Mark Zuckerberg. Did they get it right in this film?
I mean, he's definitely right. I mean, I'm a little too close to it, having spent that kind of time with Mark and also having been a Facebook user for like 4 years now. And I guess throughout the movie, I kept getting this feeling that it's almost as if, you know, Hollywood just kind of like flew right in and just said, okay, these are just a bunch of socially dysfunctional people who created this thing, and it actually means nothing. And it's just, there's a certain kind of, it's almost as if old media is telling new media that, all right, people, it's not really all that consequential. You know, like Mark Zuckerberg was just an insecure guy who didn't have any friends who came up with this and wanted friends, as if that was the motive for finding Facebook.
Slackers. That's the movie. This is a Hollywood formula. It works really, really well.
Yes.
There's also the peril in this film, it seems to me, and I direct this to both of you, of writing about something that's definitely in play. Facebook, 500 million users, the concept in the culture is not completely secure. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Hard to know, but listen to this scene.
You called me a on the internet, Mark.
That's why I wanted to talk to you.
If we on could just, the internet?
That's why I came over.
Comparing women to farm animals.
I didn't end up doing that.
I didn't stop you from writing it. As if every thought that tumbles through your head was so clever it would be a crime for it not to be shared. The internet's not written in pencil, Mark. It's written in ink. And you published that Erica Albright was a right before you made some ignorant crack about my family's name, my bra size, and then rated women based on their hotness.
Now, that's from the movie Social Network, and Mark Zuckerberg has nothing to do with this story out of Rutgers University, where this individual committed suicide because of live-streamed webcam sex pictures that were published and talked about on the internet, and there's now prosecutors looking at that case. I mean, there are perils of this very, very public social network called Facebook and, you know, this sort of online existence that we're still trying to figure out here, Jose.
I mean, I'm really glad you played that clip, because actually for me, that was at least the most kind of compelling clip out of the whole movie. I mean, to me, that was the most relevant in terms of, because what I find interesting about this is calling the movie The Social Network, you know, kind of, I mean, at least for my generation of people who use this thing, there's almost like this expectation of what this is going to be. And I think in many ways, you know, I mean, one of the things that Sorkin actually told me is that he called the movie The Social Network because he thought it was ironic, because it was a bunch of dysfunctional people who created this thing. I thought that was a really, really interesting comment. But yeah, you're completely right. I mean, we're dealing with public privacy, openness, all of these things that are really relevant right now.
Well, does that give this movie, Rafer Guzman, an edge given the headlines that we've just been talking about?
I think it does. I think one of the most amazing things about this movie is that, as you said, it's an old media technology, right? The movies. And here, suddenly, it's moving almost as fast as the internet is. I mean, you know, Facebook's only been around for a few years. Zuckerberg's only 26. These are stories that are still being written, and yet here comes the big movie version. And I think one of the ironies is it's going to be The Social Network, this movie, that defines the story of Facebook, not Facebook itself, not Wikipedia. It's going to be the movie.
Although 500 million people on Facebook, there are not going to be 500 million people that see this movie, but that's a provocative insight there, Rafer. We got to go, but look, we got two things to accomplish before we go. First of all, what would your movie be if it was about you at age 26?
Drunk, mostly drunk.
That's a great title. Jose, how about you?
Hopefully starting a new site. That's probably what I would say.
Kind of futuristic.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Very good. We're asking all of our listeners that at 878-78-MY-TAKE. We've gotten some great, great comments, and you can post one at thetakeaway.org. All right, trivia time. Social Network is about a cultural icon, a living cultural icon in 2010. What is the 2003 movie about a then-living cultural icon who was definitely not a billionaire? Rafer?
2003. Oh.
Need a hint?
I don't know.
Need a
I'm
hint?
I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, give me
here's a hint.
It seems so sweet and so sad and so hard to let go of in the end. But hey, man, every day's a brand new deal, right? Just keep on working and something's bound to turn up.
Rafer?
I'm not getting it. I'm sorry.
Jose?
I have no idea. What is that?
American Splendor, the movie about Harvey Pekar, the cultural icon who was about as far from a billionaire as you can get. Rafer, you blew it again.
Yet again.
Rafer Guzman, takeaway contributor and film critic for Newsday, Jose Antonio Vargas. Thanks for playing, Jose. He writes for the Huffington Post and The New Yorker. He just wrote a profile of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You can head over to our website. Rafer shares a podcast with our producer, Kristen Meinzer, called Movie Date, and they talk about films. You can click on podcasts at thetakeaway.org. And while you're there, give us your movie title and the plot. If there was a movie made about you at age 26, we've been getting some great ones from you, and we want to get your story at thetakeaway.org or at 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.